This is StoryQuest. Today's story is Simone's Sparkly Debacle. I don't know if you know what a debacle is, but there's more than one in today's story. It's when something a bit disastrous happens. Like, for example, if you imagine what it would be like to be sucked up into the innards of a terrible rumbling machine determined to slurp everything in sight. Pretty scary, right? I mean, that's just one example, and it's something that we'll find out a bit later. But we start at the zoo, one starry spring night. There's a lot more going on at the zoo than you might think, especially when the warders are away and night falls. There's usually a disco for the dingoes, a movie night for the meerkats, and some sort of glittering event for the giraffes. And the giraffes, they love a glittering event. They had to be safely back in their enclosures before daybreak, not just because they didn't want the humans to see their shenanigans, but because it was when the mighty Zoomra made its rounds. Like a similar-sounding vacuum cleaner, this was also a machine that sucked up rubbish, but it was enormous. The size of a bus, and it had the sucking power of 100 elephants. When you think about how much poo a zoo full of animals makes, you get an idea about how mighty this machine was, and it would patrol the rounds making a terrifying whir and slurp as it made everything clean for the morning. The animals were terrified of Zoomra. At least one stoat and a distracted penguin had ended up slurped up by accident because they were not safely out of the way in time. So when they heard the rumble of the turbines, that was the end of their nightly fun, glittering or otherwise. Simone was a giraffe who lived for everything glittery. She was the tallest giraffe in the enclosure, and after all the visitors left, had liked nothing more than slipping into a shimmering dress of sequins and her highest spangly heels and pretending she was in a fashion show. Whilst the other giraffes loved all this, the other animals thought that she was pretty vain and silly, and to be honest, just plain mean.
"Oh, it must be so boring being low on the ground," giggled Simone when Connor the Cobra slithered past on his way to his book group. He took a dim view of glittery things and giraffes, really, come to that. He ignored her and went on his way. Simone hardly noticed because she had some exciting news. She'd reached the final of the Wild Fashion Showdown competition. And even better, had managed to find the rarest set of spangly, sparkly shoes to go with her outfit. The shoemaker only made one pair every 10 years. And Simone had been first in the queue, and quite possibly bopped a few other people out of the line to hook the heavenly hooved heels bejeweled in sequins of every colour. There was no way she could lose in these, and she was spending the night trying on outfits with the shoes and flinging clothes and accessories around and, well, basically making a total mess. Time ticked on. Simone sighed happily as she surveyed her perfect outfit. The sun was coming up, and she didn't notice a slight rumble on the ground as she glanced around for the special shoes that would carry the outfit off to perfection. The rumble got louder. "Oh no," she whispered. Zoomra was on its rounds. She had to tidy up, and fast. But where were the shoes? She frantically looked this way and that way. She'd made such a mess that she couldn't see anything but sparkly dresses here, fancy hats there, but no sign of the very special, very fancy spangle shoes. The whir in the background told her she only had a few moments to put things away before they'd be slurped into the Zoomra forever. She grabbed as many things as she could in her jaws and tossed them high into the safety of the trees. But the shoes, where were they? She stretched up high and bent down low, and there they were, tucked under her bed of leaves. If she could just reach them, but they were so far back and her neck wouldn't quite bend the right way. She began to wail, attracting the attention of Connor, the cobra, who was slithering home.
"It's Zoomra! It's coming!"
she wailed. Connor shrugged. "Oh yeah, cobras can shrug." Like I say, he was on his way home
and very tired. They'd been reading a very long book, and he wanted to curl up in his sawdust without getting sucked up by Zoomra on the way, if possible. So what's going on? He sighed eventually, taking pity on the frantic animal who was throwing some sort of tearful tantrum and going in so many circles that Connor thought she might fall over, and being squished by a flailing giraffe came about second on the list of ways that he did not want to die after getting sucked up by Zoomra.
It's my special, oh-so-sparkly shoes. They're under my bed of leaves and they'll be sucked up with all of this rubbish.
The whirring of Zoomra was getting louder. The ground began to shake, and a terrible slurp could be heard alongside the odd squeak of something or someone who hadn't moved sufficiently quickly.
But so go and get them, said Connor.
Simone looked a bit embarrassed.
Oh, but it's such a tiny space, and what with my legs and hooves and the whole enormously long neck thing, I just can't get to them.
It's almost as if being really tall is a bad thing, said Connor, with one raised eyebrow.
Yeah, cobras can raise their eyebrows too, in case you were wondering. He learned how to do this out of a book from his book group. You can learn all sorts of things from books, but, oh, you know that, right?
It's almost as if you want someone, a little more down to earth, Connor said.
Without my special spangly shoes, I won't have a chance at the fashion show. I'll have to wear my slippers, and I'll be a laughing stock.
With another big sigh, Connor took pity on the quivering creature and slithered and slipped underneath Simone's messy bed of leaves and headbutted the spangly high-heeled shoes out. One. Bling, two, bling, three, bling, four, bling. He also found some old apple cores and some smelly old socks, but thought it best to leave them to the Zoomra. And they were just in time. Zoomra was in the enclosure, prowling around, sucking up all the rubbish. Simone flung her shoes into a high tree to safety. One, bling, two, bling, three, but then disaster struck. Connor, who had been trying to make his escape, was being sucked closer and closer to Zoomra's terrible trunk.
It's sucking me in, he yelled. Do something!
Simone didn't know what to do, but then, on impulse, grabbed the remaining special spangly shoes and threw them, one, bling, two, bling, into Zoomra's gaping mechanical maw. There was a clunk, and a wheeze, and a terrible rattle, and Zoomra spluttered and ground to a halt, just before Connor was slurped up forever. The pair of them looked at each other in astonishment, and then began to laugh in relief.
You saved my shoes, said Simone.
Well, you saved my life, said Connor, very grateful. He didn't want to die, at least not until he'd finished the very long book he was reading with the group.
I'm sorry for being mean, said Simone guiltily.
I'm sorry about your shoes. You've only got two now. But Simone gave a thoughtful smile and said, to his surprise,
don't worry,
I have a great idea. So here's what her idea was. It was the night of the competition and the whole zoo gathered around to see what Simone would be wearing. The music was pumping, the curtain pulled back and pow! Instead of strutting her stuff on the catwalk on four legs, Simone wowed the crowd by standing on just two. No one had seen anything like that in the zoo, and, well, the audience went wild and applauded like mad, not least as Simone was using her front hooves to carry a very glittering handbag on one and a drapey scarf on the other. She was a total hit. Connor watched for a bit before sliding off to his book group. He was pleased to have made a new friend and to still be alive, but at the end of the day, he was just a little bit more, well, down to earth. And you know what? He was absolutely fine with that. Thank you to Daisy for coming up with the character Connor the Cobra. I love a snake with the name Connor. Brilliantly down to earth and a fantastic addition to our world of sparkly shoes. If you've got a brilliant idea for a character, make sure you use our character creator. It's over at funkidslive.com. Got an idea for a story? Tell us the title at funkidslive.com/storyquest and we could bring your story to life. For a new story each week, make sure you hit subscribe or follow so you don't miss a single episode.